It's the Sunshine Coast's Positive Choice, Salt 106.5. G'day, it's Lee with you today. Hope you're doing extra well and keeping safe. And you know, here on Salt, we keep you up to date with all the serious things that are happening on the road from time to time, and unfortunately, occasionally, car accidents. Back on Monday, local young man Lockie Bancroft was involved in a serious car accident out towards Woombye. I've got him on the line. Lockie, how are you today and how are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm actually great. I'm just at home in Maroochydore.
Right. Resting. Oh, that is good to hear and fantastic to hear that you're okay. Now, take us back to Monday. What happened?
So I was driving on my way to work in Woombye on Nambour Connection Road near the Big Pineapple, and I was going 90 k's an hour, the speed limit, and a van stopped mid-lane, and I didn't see it until it was too late, and I ended up smashing straight into it.
Oh, my goodness. What happened? Did you black out?
Yes, I really believe and feel that God's kind of switched me off for a moment so that I didn't have to endure the impact, because I don't remember anything that happened. I don't remember getting hit in the face with the airbag or anything flying around and hitting me. I came back to it after the crash when the other person has gotten out of the car and come over to me.
Wow, incredible. And so how's the condition of the other driver?
Yeah, he was perfectly fine. There's not much damage to the other vehicle.
Yeah.
But my car's fully written off.
Yeah, I suppose they design it with the crumple zones these days. Did your car get turned around, Lockie?
No, we both just went forward.
Yeah, that's amazing. What did the first responders on the scene have to say to you?
They checked me over and said they strongly recommend me going to the hospital because of head injuries and spinal injuries that could be happening. So we went to hospital and did some tests like MRI and make sure there's no bleeds internally. And, yeah, so I was in hospital all night just having tests.
And how did those tests come back?
The nurse, when she was taking down my information, she was quite shocked that I was just sitting there, like, in normal condition, just talking to her, telling her what happened.
Yeah.
And the doctors came back after looking at the MRIs and all the tests, just amazed and shocked that nothing, completely nothing was wrong with me. I was completely fine. Just had a little headache, and they were just amazed of the amount of impact and pressure that crash had, that nothing, absolutely nothing's wrong with me.
Yeah, and we're pleased about that too. Now, you're thanking God for a lot of this. Take us more on that journey. What encouragement have you been drawing?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that if you're in God's Word, God's Word's the most unbreakable thing. There's nothing that can break that or come against that. Like, if the God's with you, what can come against you? So I just believe that God was with me through that whole thing, just wrapping his arms around me and taking the blow of that crash from me, and just making this a testimony, a story that I can share to people to encourage them that no matter what you're facing, no matter what happens to you, that when God's on your side, nothing can come against you and defeat you.
Great word, Lockie. And have you had the opportunity to share as much at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been sharing it with my dinner parties and my church squad, and just and I shared it on Facebook and Instagram as well, just to get the word out to my friends that might be going through hard times right now, especially with what's happening in the world right now. That, yeah, no matter what's going on, you're loved, and God gives you perfect peace, a peace you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what's the Lord perhaps laid on your heart, and what have you thought through your plans throughout this year then?
Yeah, God's really just put on my heart that things are going to try to take me out like this week, but he's got a bigger plan for me, and that he's just going to open up a big door for me to influence people for God, and just to everything I do, everything I serve, it's just for his glory and not my own. So I'm just really excited for this next season to be able to step up in my faith and lead others to the Lord, and just have victories.
Oh, Lockie, well, it's so great that you're hearing that you're well, and so we certainly wish you all the best, and we hope to follow up with you in the future as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time today.
That's all good. Thank you very much.